The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak of his own, but he will speak what he hears, and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated. If you notice that right after the Gospel, there is no more Alleluia. Finally, because the Alleluia was meant in preparation for the Gospel. So since the Gospel is read, no need for Alleluia after that. No purpose, just 2 more minutes of singing. All right, so today we celebrate the Trinity. Basically, once we celebrate, every time we celebrate the Trinity, first, of course, it is all about the one God. Do not be confused. There is only one God. And for us, to believe in God is not sentimental. It's logical. Even though some atheists, or many of all of them, think that it is not logical to believe in God. But when you present something logical, they have nothing to say. For example, why do we believe in God? Because simply we know that nothing comes from nothing. But if something is, then it must come from something. Something doesn't exist without its origin. So therefore, if this exists, the universe, where does it come from? Some people thought that the Big Bang Theory was against the faith. Do you know that it was a Catholic priest who gave that Big Bang Theory? Did you know? The Big Bang Theory simply is what? The start of the universe. From nothing to something. No? And because of that, of course, obviously, science cannot go beyond nothing. It can only explain or prove its existence through something. So they cannot go beyond and go to nothing. So for us, it's logical to believe in God because everything that exists has to come from some power that made it exist. This power, the source of everything, has no beginning. Nobody created him. And we call that being as God. So it's logical to believe in God. It is not illogical. It is not sentimental. It is logical. If anybody here tells, if any of your friends tells you that there is no God, tell him, why do you exist? Where did this come from? Everything. And then they would say, oh, it's a random event. Random, what made it random? What made it exist? And of course, when you try to be logical and philosophical, they would say, I don't like it. Remember, there are also some atheists who became atheists because, sad to say, of the negative experience they had with religion. Oh, if there is God, then there will be no problem in the world. See, that's their logic. They blame God for the misery of the world. Why blame God? In the first place, we know and believe that this God, this one God, wanted us to be with him. Wanted us to experience life eternal. But sad to say, from the beginning, mankind chose to what? Reject God, Adam and Eve. So don't blame God for our misery. He will guide us, He guides us, He gives us strength, He gave us the Holy Spirit. That's why, look at this wonderful God that we believe in. He became one of us. And just like one of us, He suffered a horrible death just to prove to everybody that His love is eternal. Where can you find such being in other religion? There are many other religions in the world. Paganism, polytheism, Hinduism, all those stuff. But as Christians, we believe that this one God showed His love for us perfectly by that reality, dying on the cross. The Jewish people, they have also, of course, the same God, there's one God, but the God that they believe in never came down from heaven and died for us. The Muslims, they call Him Allah, same thing, same God, but never revealed to them who this God is. The Jewish and the Muslim God was never intimate with the people. But for us, God gave us the opportunity to know Him more by revealing to us when He became man and died for us. Remember how we are worshiping the same God of Allah and the Jewish people? Don't separate them, huh? Because some people think, no, our God is different from your God. No, there is one God. The only big difference is that this one God that the Jewish and the Muslim believe, they never had a chance to know Him more. But for us Christians, we know more of this one God because of Christ. And after Christ died and rose from the dead, what did He do? He said, I will send you the Spirit of truth. Always remember, truth is truth. We are not threatened by any truth. If it's true, we believe. So science for us is not a threat. Please remember this, huh? Science is not a threat. Reasoning is not a threat to us. It helps us explain more about God. So when somebody tells you, no, science is wrong, or for example, when science proves, for example, with regards to how old the earth is or how old is the universe, so what? Now, of course, if you are ignorant of the Bible and you insist that creation happened in 7 days, then you're the one who is wrong. You're interpreting the Bible the wrong way, because you insist on some limited point of view. So science is not a threat. The Spirit of truth, He will reveal to us the whole truth. So don't be threatened. Of course, sad to say, when science is manipulated for a political reason, that's something else. No? Like what's happening now. No? There are some people who would like to use science to prove that the unborn is not human, even though science obviously says that when a woman is pregnant, in that baby is a unique DNA. Science proves that. But there are some people who will use science to say something else. Oh, for example, when they use science to say that there is no gender. Obviously, ever since, we know there is gender, male and female. But people will now use science in the wrong way by saying there is no such thing. But if we only let the scientists do their part without any politics, then we will know better what the whole truth, the whole picture is all about. So we believe this God, and this God, this one God, revealed to us Christians more intimately who He is, by saying that He is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Unity in three persons. So there is no division in that unity. There is no animosity. There is always unity. And by celebrating the Trinity, we are invited by God to be intimate with this unity in the community of God. That is what Trinity is all about. God ever always wanted us to be one with Him. And we can only be one with this Trinity through love, mercy, forgiveness, kindness. All virtues will always make us one with God. But if we choose to be selfish, violent, angry, judgmental, continue to sin, then there can be no unity with this Trinity. You see this? I like this. Even though you see different colors, but by combining the colors, it looks so nice. That is how God sees us. No? We are from different countries, different languages, different cultures, and yet if we are truly one with Him, this is the effect, beauty. As long as there is that we are following everything that Christ taught us, then we will be united with the Father. But if we are full of anger, animosity, selfishness, worldliness, attachment to many things, doesn't care about everybody else, then there is division, and when there is division, there is what? Ugliness. There is what? Sin. And that is what God wants us to avoid, to be divisive. But sadly, so many people choose to live a life of hatred. See, that's the irony. Here we are, believers of God. And yet, how many of us here entertain racism, entertain violence, entertain hatred, entertain judging people? Why? Is this the God we believe in? Is this the God who died for us so that we will be one? One God, one Lord, one community? Is this what God wants us to be? See, you can sit here and act holy or pretend holiness, but in reality, once you go outside there, you still bring with you this negativity inside your heart. So when we come here, be honest. Meaning what? Lord, I am still a sinner. I am still far from what you have revealed on the cross. I am still full of hatred, full of self-righteousness, full of selfishness. I acknowledge my sinfulness. Help me, Lord, to continuously see this. Continuously see that I have still a long way to go in becoming like you. So that once I achieve that holiness that I desire, meaning not only wanting to be with you, but becoming like you, when I enter your heavenly kingdom, that is the time when I will say to myself that I am permanently, forever united with the Trinity. So once again, all are invited to be intimate with God. But please, do your part.